With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. This update is brought to you by BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. As we head into the weekend, taking a look at the numbers at this hour. In the United States first, 5.4 million cases of coronavirus, including 170,500 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. 2.84 million people have recovered from COVID. Texas topping the list yesterday with 274 deaths in one 24-hour period. That's slightly up from the day before. Florida reported 147 deaths. That's down. California saw 186 fatalities across the Golden State. That's slightly up from the day previous. Arizona was significantly down with 36 deaths on Thursday. And Georgia was down slightly to 82 deaths in one 24-hour period. Those are the five states with the most deaths in one 24-hour period. States with the most new cases yesterday, topping the list with Florida with 8,900. That's up slightly, followed by California with 7,800 and Texas rounding it out at 7,200, and that's down slightly, new cases. Overall in the U.S., new cases are up slightly to 55,340, and deaths are down to 1,284. Looking across the globe, there are 21 million cases of coronavirus on the books, including 758,000 deaths and 14 million recoveries. According to the World Health Organization, at this hour, there are 64,000 cases considered critical on this day. Taking a look at global hotspots in terms of numbers of fatalities in one 24-hour period, the top five nations are Brazil with 1,300, the U.S. with just over 1,200, India with 1,000, and Mexico and Colombia. Mexico with 737 deaths, that's down slightly, and Colombia was also down, but still they recorded 308 deaths. And in terms of the global trends that count, new cases are up slightly to 284,123, and new deaths, about 6,000 people. That's little change from the day previous. In the news, U.S. government scientists have begun efforts to manufacture a strain of the novel coronavirus that could be used in human challenge trials of vaccines. That's a controversial type of study in which healthy volunteers would be vaccinated and then intentionally infected with the virus. This, according to a Reuters report, the work is preliminary and such trials would not replace large-scale Phase 3 trials such as those now underway with Moderna and Pfizer. This is according to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, part of the National Institutes of Health. Demand is soaring for COVID-19 convalescent plasma, known as CCP, to keep sick patients alive, but the number of willing donors is not keeping pace, that according to Reuters as well. Many have said that they have difficulty persuading survivors to give plasma, in part because it's a time-consuming process. According to the Red Cross, the reserves of plasma has fallen to more than 70% in July. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says teachers need to show up for work because it's their job, despite calls from educators to delay in-person learning over coronavirus concerns. Meanwhile, the Principals Union in New York Wednesday said schools are nowhere near ready to safely reopen in September, and United Federation of Teachers President Michael Mulgrew on Thursday said he would do everything in his power to prevent schools from reopening if they do not meet strict safety standards. Body Temperature Kiosk is our sponsor. They offer walk-through body temperature measurement kiosks. Keep people moving and keep your business or company protected. Use the code word BTK Radio for $200 off. $200 off the new Body Temperature Kiosk. Go to BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. With your coronavirus update, don't forget to follow us online at CandidlySpeaking.net. I'm Jim Watkins.